This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli warplanes have continued to strike Gaza after a small shipment of aid was allowed into the embattled and sealed-off enclave Monday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The strikes persisted throughout Gaza, even in areas where the Israeli military told civilians to take refuge. Israel says it has stepped up airstrikes in order to reduce the risk to troops as they prepare for a ground offensive. A day earlier in central Gaza, civilians run for their lives as a building is pummeled to the ground by Israeli missiles. A woman's arm pokes out from under the rubble of the destroyed building. Residents scramble to remove the concrete that she is buried under. Over 4,000 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel's siege, according to the local health ministry. In Israel, over 1,000 people have been killed from a wide-scale Hamas attack, which prompted the Israeli military siege on Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
A third convoy of aid trucks passed through the Rafah crossing from Egypt Monday. Humanitarian deliveries through Rafah began on Saturday after wrangling over procedures for inspecting the aid, and bombardments on the Gaza side of the border had left relief materials stranded in Egypt. The second convoy of 20 trucks came through Sunday. The World Food Program Middle East spokesperson Abir Atefa told VOA's Carol Van Damme that first convoy was carrying 60 metric tons of WFP emergency food.
And it was like loaded with food commodities, mainly ready-to-eat food, type of canned food, and some, mixed commodities, food commodities that are supposed to be distributed in shelters. That food is around enough for 200,000 people. For just one day. So while this convoy was, something that he welcomed very much and provided a glimpse of hope, but it's really a drop in the ocean if you compare it to the size of the need inside Gaza.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say six people have died in a missile strike on a mail depot in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Another 17 people were wounded in the blast. In a social media posting, Kharkiv's governor said the explosion is believed to have been caused by a Russian S-300 rocket late Saturday. Meanwhile, officials in southern Ukraine say Sunday the Russian military had used a record number of aerial bombs over the country's Kherson region. A spokesperson for the Ukrainian military's operational command south said the 36 missiles had been recorded over the area in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, a Russian court Monday extended the detention of Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Alsu Kurmasheva until December. Kurmasheva was detained by police last week on charges of failing to register as a foreign agent. Kurmasheva is believed to be the first person taken into custody for failing to comply with the registry. The U.S. has renewed a warning that would defend the Philippines in case of an armed attack after Chinese ships blocked and collided with two Filipino vessels in the South China Sea. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Philippine diplomats summoned a Chinese embassy official in Manila on Monday for a strongly worded protest following Sunday's collisions off Second Thomas Shoal, which is also claimed by China. No injuries were reported, but the Philippine ships reported damage. China has blamed the Philippines for the collisions, saying the vessels were carrying construction materials to strengthen the Philippine outpost at the shoal. The Philippines and other neighbors of China have resisted Beijing's sweeping territorial claims over virtually the entire South China Sea. I'm Julie Walker.
Companies including Nestle, Unilever, and Volvo sent a letter urging political leaders to agree to a timeline to phase out fossil fuels at the upcoming UN Climate Summit. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The letter's 131 signatories span a range of sectors and include multinationals as well as small and medium-sized businesses. Companies are increasingly committing to their own timelines for reducing their emissions, but many acknowledge that their ability to slow planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions is contingent on faster action from governments. COP28 begins in Dubai on November 30th against a backdrop of more scientists warning that the world is not on course to avoid the worst impacts of climate change by meeting the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord. Steve Miller, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.